pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this and every day. We thank you for the blessings that you continue to share upon us, Lord. We thank you for this time that the temple council and the members here of the town and concerned citizens can come and discuss matters of the town, and what was said and done here tonight would be in your will, Lord. I'd like to add one of our members here, a town employee, with his wife at the emergency room with blood clot. Lord, that you would take her and nurse and cherish her, be with the doctors and the nurses as they take care of her. I ask you to go through this night, keep a safe watch over us, and give us a bright day tomorrow. These things I ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Chief, first I'd like to welcome everybody to our first meeting of the new year, which we're excited to kick off. Later in the meeting we'll have something about 2022 in review, which was a pretty successful year for the town also. So first, for citizen comments, I'll remind Alex and Tim, you only get 3 minutes. So Tim, I know. Alex, you're on stage.
We each get 3 minutes, right?
You each get 3 minutes, right. Yeah, it's not 1:50 apiece. I'll give you a look.
How are y'all doing tonight?
Fine.
Good. I'm Alex Motley, president of the Amherst Mountain Bike Club. Biggest thing is, as I talked with you as well before, we're having a meeting Friday, January 27th at 6 p.m. at the Amherst Fire Hall. Just want to invite everybody here, everybody that would like to come is welcome to come, regardless of their affiliation. The goal of this meeting is, we feel like we've been very successful in building our nonprofit and the community, community awareness. You know, we've had successful mountain bike races, we built some trails in town. So we really just want to take our next step in figuring out and making sure that we're serving the community in the best way possible, making sure that we're providing a product that the community wants, and also moving forward how we can best continue to serve the community. So it's just going to be an open discussion. We're going to have a few speakers from local parks and rec departments that have been very successful in other counties, as well as Amherst County. So we're just looking to just have an open discussion. We're going to have some food and drinks to begin, and then at around 6:30, we'll start the meeting. So just want to invite anybody, and I guess field any questions. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them now, or Sarah, I know you have my email, so you're more welcome to share that. If any questions come up beforehand.
Well, you only used 1.5 minutes, so we can
go. I tried to keep it efficient.
Tim, he can use 1.5 minutes. No.
I get 6 minutes.
No. Okay, Mr. Ware, the floor is yours, I believe.
Oh, excuse me. I won't take it long. Promise. I ain't going to say anything about the meeting. I guess I will. Tim Ware, everyone, Warehouse Antiques. Just inviting everybody to reiterate what he's saying. Invite y'all out to the meeting and really try to see our next step for us, Amherst Mountain Bike Club, within the town of Amherst and the community of Amherst itself, Amherst County, and see if we can grow and make trail system grow and pull some revenue in the town. And the main reason I was going to actually. My main comment was over the parking meter discussion. I came to one of the meetings and sat down, and it was a good discussion, and I appreciate everybody's hard work. It was actually a lot of research was done, and some people went, you know, different businesses and asked questions. So thank y'all for doing that. I know everybody, or sometimes we see me on different ends, but I think everybody's trying for the same goal, to do the best thing. So thank y'all for that.
Yeah, have a nice evening. Okay, next item is the consent agenda. I will entertain a motion to accept the minutes from the December 14th meeting.
I'll make that
motion. Motion from Ms. Wheaton. May I have a second, please?
Sure.
Second from Mr. Higginbotham. Any discussion? Ms. Wheaton?
No.
Mr. Thompson? Ms. Higginbotham?
No.
vote, Mr. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ms.?
Aye.
Aye.
Ms. Thompson?
Aye.
Motion is carried 5-0-0. Next attached is all the staff reports, attached, the committee reports. I believe the Finance nor the Utilities Committee met, is that correct? Utilities? No, did I mean, right, okay. I'm gonna go ahead and have the Parking Committee address their meeting and we can move essentially around the committees. Are you prepared to present what y'all have for your meeting?
Well, if you don't have any questions, the packet is self-explanatory. We met and had a very robust conversation. We looked at other options about putting meters in, how much that would cost. All that information is in the packet. If y'all have any questions, I'll try to answer them. We are gonna try to go with no signs with a recommendation that we review it in a year in January to see if there have been any complaints and see if there's any parking issues. So I don't have anything else to add. If y'all have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Okay, so are we waiting for something to be prepared or shall we vote on the recommendation from the committee and then it comes to y'all for something prepared?
Staff will review and make sure that we don't need to do any ordinance amendment to address that, and I'll get with the chief when we have our staff after council meeting. But basically at this point, I would just look for council to let us know if they have any questions, issues, just a general affirmation of the committee's work would be great, and then staff will move forward.
Okay, well, I guess we can just do that by consensus, pretty much. All right, I would like to thank the committee for your work. Since we're at this point, shall I keep the committee active or? Okay, that's after we come in, I'm gonna go ahead and disband the committee. But I'd like to thank y'all for your work. And does anybody have any questions or anything to say to Ms. Turner or Ms. Whedon?
Thank you.
Okay, so I am disbanding the parking committee and staff will bring their recommendations in a full form. If you have any other questions, ladies, would y'all mind if any other council members, they can shoot you an email?
Sure, absolutely.
And y'all can explain maybe something that was written in there?
Sure.
And then touch back with Ms. McGuffin. Okay, thank you very much. Planning Commission meeting minutes are attached. EDA had none. Brandon's not here, so he can't tell us about the soul of water. I'm heartbroken. That's his special. So, next item is, discussion item is set the public hearing for short-term rentals. Ms. McGuffin.
So staff is requesting that council set a total of 3 public hearings to discuss short-term rentals. We have had 2 applications for short-term rentals in residential neighborhoods, which are currently not allowed under our zoning ordinance. The 3 public hearings is, one is to consider an ordinance amendment that would allow short-term rentals as a special use permit in the R1 and R2 district. And then second, if that is not successful, that you have an applicant who would like to rezone their property with a conditional zoning to B1 solely for the purpose of obtaining, for the 3rd public hearing, a special use permit for short-term rental on Pine Street. So it's 3 separate public hearings to hear for this one case. There is another case that is coming up behind this one on Lee Street. So that will be coming to you in future months, but at this point it will be 3 public hearings for this one. The Planning Commission, it had sent you a divided recommendation for denial of all 3 of these questions. It was a 4-3 vote for each one of these. It was the same parties at each point, but it is coming to the council now, and we're hoping to hear those next month.
Okay, I will entertain a motion to set the public hearing for next month. For the February meeting?
For all 3.
For all 3, yes.
Make that motion.
Motion from Ms. Wheaton. May I have a second, please?
I'll second it.
The second from Ms. Turner. Any discussion? Mr. Driscoll?
No, not now.
Okay.
None.
And okay, vote, Ms. Wheaton. Mr. Thompson? Ms. King Mullin. Ms. Turner. And Mr. Driscoll.
Aye.
5-0-0. Mr. Driscoll, I may hesitate when I get to you because it'll take me a minute to remember you're there. Okay? For years I called Mr. Watts, so, you know, if you get called Mr. Watts, just shake your head and say, okay, we're good. So, next item is the continuation of government. Ms. McGuff.
So every 2 years when the council reforms after an election, we ask council to adopt this resolution, which sets out again the parties that are outlined in your charter, for example, your town attorney, your town manager, your treasurer, those basic positions, as well as setting the governance structure for the council in terms of the committee assignments. This affirms your procurement policy as well as your invocation policy. So this is really one resolution that addresses several items that are covered as far as how you work on a regular basis. And again, every 2 years we do this after an election cycle. If we end up with, you know, a change in the interim, we will do just a kind of refinement of that in the off year. But this is your continuation of governance, and I'm happy to take any questions you may have about it.
Ms. McGuffin, I have a question about the Finance Committee.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like to explain that? That's unchanged.
Of course.
I ask if I could explain that because I'm the one that brought it to her.
Got it. I'm happy to have somebody explain it.
Okay. So, yeah, I didn't mean to cut her off, but I talked to her. I brought it to her. This is my reasoning is for years we've had two people. They review your checks, and when the budget come in, you have two people that's reviewing the budget before it comes to council. With our new software, we get in our packet all of the checks that are written each month. And if you have a question about a check, all you have to do is call Ms. Sarah or Ms. Tracy, and they can show you the hard copy of the check. The other thing is, I feel that for transparency and also for all council members to be involved, we're planning on having a budget retreat once Ms. McGuffin and staff have done their budget, and the whole council will sit down and go over the budget instead of just two people. So everybody has their input into where it's going to be instead of after it's gone here, you know, you've looked at it now, but everybody's going to have their input and their look at it, and then when we bring it for a vote, it will be a total unified vote because everybody will have aired out whatever they've had to say, or, you know, everybody knows exactly what's in there at that point. That was the reason that I asked you to do this.
Okay.
I'm kind of passionate about getting figured out.
Well, I don't think that's a bad thing, but I don't, from my perspective, when I saw that, it's a checks and balances for me. So I, for the last 2 years, have come in and looked at those checks and made sure they were accurate. And they have been. Right. I mean, but I'm checking to see if the check matches the original invoice. It surprised me that what we buy and how much it cost. And I've learned a lot by having that opportunity to do that. In my line of work and having the hardware, we have checks and balances all the time. So I don't want to lose that opportunity to have those checks and balances. I don't think this is a bad idea. I just don't want to lose that opportunity to be able to do, but I don't see why we can't do both.
Well, that's why I said the thing. If you've got a question, or let's say in March, you look at your sheet and go, you know, I like to come in and look. All you have to do is pick up the phone and come in.
It's not about whether it's it's askew because you're not going to know unless you have the hard copy of the invoice to even know if there's. I can look at that register and I did, and I'm like, I have no reference for it. Whereas I was looking at those checks, try to do it weekly. You just had a chance to look at them, make sure that the check was written correctly to the right person, and that the amounts were correct. So that was my concern when I saw that, is where does that come into the equation? And yes, I can look at one individual register and say, that looks odd, but you still don't have somebody looking at it on a weekly or a monthly basis.
Well, we have staff that goes over it.
I understand.
And, you know, we've got two people, or maybe three, with, is it three that look over it, or two?
So the normal process is, when we get an invoice in, the department director whose department it's in, so whether that's the chief, or whether that's Mr. Thompson or Mr. Williams, they're going to take in that invoice, they're going to look to see that the invoice matches what they agreed to pay for the services that they've received. They will sign off on it. They'll code it to the appropriate budget line. Then they will bring it to Mrs. Martin. Mrs. Martin's going to look at it, put in the vendor number, make sure that the vendor has got all of their W-9 information in. She's going to match it up to the budget line item, make sure that's correct, check the amount, and she's going to hand it to Tracy. Tracy's going to again check it to make sure that it meets our procurement requirements, that they haven't, you know, gone and passed any of that, do a double check on it, and then I'm finally going to sign off on each one of those checks before they get released. So there's four sets of eyes internally that go on it before they go out the door. So
I think that's, yeah. And we've all can look at it this way. Ms. McGuffin said when she was explaining the continuation of government, if something new arises where we have to change, we can change. So I really hate to say this, but like if in a year we find out that this is not effective for some reason or something comes in, we just call the meeting back in. We just call it back in. But I mean, I just think that it was a good thing that got the whole council involved in the budget and in the money instead of just a committee of two. And I think that was one of my main reasons for broaching the subject to see if it could be done.
Part of the impetus for this actually started a year ago, because Mr. Watts was concerned about when he wasn't on the finance committee anymore, the fact that he missed the opportunity to provide input into the budget earlier. And so part of this started with his desire to have the council be included more in the budget process. And I think that's when we first became really alert to the idea that there were council members who were not included in that formulation process that wanted to be. So the effort here really is about transparency and about inclusiveness for the entirety of the council. I think that if there are specific concerns about the ability to, you know, review the checks. I mean, I certainly think from a staff point of view, it is not a problem from a staff point of view at any time, you know, to have a stack of checks, to have somebody be able to come in and look at those in person in the check form before, you know, the meeting, before the approval occurs, to make sure that they're comfortable with it. The goal really just is to have it be, you know, the council as a body instead of an individual council member. You know, ultimately, there is something that's a little bit skewed about having one individual council member representing the entirety of council for that review, when ultimately it is really supposed to be an action of council. So that's really the goal, is to have it be, to have both of those items be the entirety of council and to circle everyone into that. But I think from a procedural point of view, we could certainly continue to keep all of those checks and everything in a stack, you know, prepared for anyone to come in and look at it before it comes to the meeting, so that if anybody's more comfortable looking at that paper item where you can see the invoice along with it, that will be available to you. And I don't know if that's a way to kind of accomplish both things at the same time, so that can be reviewed and still allow the entirety of council to be involved in it.
Mr. Thompson?
Yes, sir. Ms. May, I appreciate your passion about this, and I'm passionate about things, and when my passion sometimes comes across as a little overdone. But what I want and what I'm about is right and procedure, and that's what I care about. And I think that the council, in the old days, there was the finance committee, there was a public safety committee, there was a personnel committee, I think the utilities was also one. Things I'm excited about talking about in the retreat about development and things like this, but I think you mentioned that there's only one council, but I always thought that there were two council members on a committee, one chair, one that sat on the committee for this. And my understanding was all along was, I mean, this is kind of a big job. You know, somebody told me today, said, politicians only do it for money or power. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm not doing this for the pay, and I don't really care about power. I just want to see things done the way they should. And I think in my time, which I'll get into on the retreat, but I think as far as a developmental thing, I think that there's a good division of labor for having folks that are in the know for that. And I think anybody like Mr. Watts, if he wanted to go to the budget meetings, the public, excuse me, can go to these things. But I think it's important to have, the council is the one, as I understand by the charter, that sets the committees. I think you can recommend that, but I think it's up to us to decide what committees we're going to have. And I would like to see a finance committee. I'd like to see a personnel committee. I like to see these old committees come back, and I think that it also gives some, you know, from my military background, some stick time chairing a committee, giving some experience in that part of government, but also has the interaction, and if anybody's so inclined, they could go to these committees and have that. I think that's more appropriate based on what I see here. And our job is kind of a second set of eyes and oversight on this. And frankly, you know, I kind of question a council member going over every check. I mean, I agree. I think there's kind of overkill on this. I'd love to have, you know, I haven't done the auditing in 20 years, but and that's a specialty in and of itself. But I'd like to know what their opinion on that would be. But that's where I would like to see this be. And if it's a resolution, and as I'm so passionate about this, if this is a resolution that's all-encompassing up or down on that, I would vote no against this, just based on that.
Is anybody else got anything else at all in this resolution? The full thing, or you have something else you wanted to say about this?
I'd like to move on to the next one. From Finance Committee, I would really like to hear about the community relations. That's kind of been a committee at one point or another committee, and I was speaking to Ms. Wheaton, and it's like, what does that look like? What does that look like moving forward versus what it was in the past? So it's my suggestion or idea that we table this until the retreat and really dive into this so that we can set these suggestions.
Table what part?
Approving it so that we can decide what it looks like in these committees, whether we want, I'd like to have more discussion about it and not vote on this tonight so that we can, as a council, decide what committees, whether we're gonna have, what committees are going to be established in name only, or what the purpose is of those. So, and I think that retreat would give us as council some understanding of what that looks like. Some of these are like in name only.
Well, I thought I was sort of excited about the Community Relations and Improvement Committee, because I ran on two things that are being discussed tonight. I hear everyone, but I think I'm the only one at this table, and maybe in the history of the town, that ran for two terms, three different times. And each time I ran on transparency and revitalization of downtown and trying to get community members, in fact, we tried having a meeting to get the community involved to move forward with events. And it just seems to go off the wayside. And that's why as much as I'm passionate about the Planning Commission, I believe that in the past, the Community Relations and Improvement Committee had all sort of got tossed under the rug. And that was due to COVID and other things. But this is my forefront here. And transparency. I believe transparency is key. And anything we can do as a council together is important. I believe with this, I'm not an accountant, I think I took class once, but if someone has the ability, council member, to go and pull up a hard copy, question you or Tracy or whomever, I think that answers that question, and then we can as a group meet and discuss the budget. I would like to have a say in that.
Well, you do, I think you do.
Well,
that's just sort of my feedback.
One thing on the Community Relations Committee. Mm-hmm. The goal of that was to try to promote community involvement, but also be involved in the two parades that we put on. Help with them, help getting, take some of the load off of, if possible, off of Miss Vicky and some, because she the parades and the chief for the toy drive and all that stuff. Get them involved, community, come up with some ideas about, you know, how to improve the parades, how to improve the toy drives and stuff. That's the base for that. Mr. Thompson, I'm starting my seventh year, and the personnel committee was gone before I even came on. Mm-hmm. And what was passed on to me is when we have an opening or a need, we go with an ad hoc personnel committee, because that's the way we've done it since it was gone when I became mayor. Sure. So, you know, I just wanted to address that, and it wasn't something that we did away with. And I will say there was a few committees that were, what you said, when I came on, that were there in name only. Never met. I was actually told that some of the committees were just put in there because some town council members from way back in the day, they just wanted to be chairman of the committee. So they made a committee for them to be on. And so when I came on, there was like six or seven committees, and there was really only two of them that met. So I'm looking at it as through maybe an efficiency part a little bit, going, we have two committees that meet, four or five that do not meet. Why do we need to have them on our books?
Good question.
So that is the reason our committees have come down to where they're at. Because of that, they just, you know, we didn't meet. And also, talking to some of the others, some of the reasons for some of the other committees no longer exist. So that's awesome. Yes.
I like the idea of having less committees as possible. I would like to open it up to the council, not a committee where two people are more involved and not the entire council. I'd like to have it totally open to the council, and I don't know if I'm asking too much, but I'd like for it to be simplified to the point where weekly or biweekly the budget will be presented to the council. But we can just look over it as it's going forward.
All right, and I need to ask, I guess, Ms. McGuffin, the continuation of government has everything in it, you know, to moving forth daily with our banks and all that stuff. So we need to come to a resolution, or basically I think we'll be like the federal government, we're going to halt up for a month. So, and I need to check with Ms. Kelly, and since everybody wants to discuss the committees, can we pull the committees out and vote on the rest?
Yes, sir.
And then we can discuss the committees at the January 28th retreat.
That's a good idea.
Is that acceptable to all council members? Okay, with that, I will accept a motion to accept the continuation of government with the exception of the committees section. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. May I have that motion?
So moved.
Okay, I got a motion from Mr. Driscoll, and I have a second from Mr. Higginbotham. We've been discussing it. Is there any further discussion to that?
I just hope we keep the community relations in improvement committee. I'm going to fight for that one, okay. But I agree.
Okay. With that, the vote, Mr. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Mr.
Aye.
Mr. Thompson? And Ms. Wheat. Okay, motion is carried 500. You got everything you need there?
Yes, sir.
Correct? All right. Next is, that goes along with this, I hand delivered, this is the Code of Ethics. Get each member to sign.
We use the same pen.
I got
blue.
That's what I'm gonna sign it in.
Okay.
So, that are your blue?
I'm gonna sign in blue, or it's your choice. So.
It's my favorite pen.
Okay.
I like
that too. I have
a shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a scary thing when you start fighting. I do the same.
Sign it, and I'll give it to Ms. Fitch. Right. Next item on the agenda is, we started this about, what, 2 years ago?
Three.
Okay. And I approached Ms. McGuffin about this, and she kind of looked at me like I had two heads and says, what do you mean? And I said, I just think it's important to kind of give everybody an idea of what we've done in a year in review. So this is the 2022 year in review. 2022 turned into an incredible activity. After a time of pandemic, 22 became the year that people were ready to get back to their normal activities and start new projects. Whether it was new home builds, such as the three Habitat homes on North Main, new businesses, such as Hickey on South Main, there is plentiful activity going on. In the downtown, people were excited to see new businesses start, such as Bonfire, and some long-term favorites like Hill House reinvest in their business. In the police department, the town purchased a new police car for our chief, saw addition of a new special officer, K-9 Sky. Officer Rose and Sky were stars during their training, have already been affected in finding illegal drugs, which would otherwise be unfound. The police department has worked as a team to bring together the community in various events, including First Responders Parade, the Trunk or Treat, and the biggest toy drive ever. Finally, when faced with issues of community concern, such as parking, loud vehicles, loitering in parking lots, they always sought out first to work to inform the citizens, increasing the positive community spirit and proactive policing. On the utility side, the town was able to acquire a backhoe for maintenance through a grant at no additional cost to the town. This equipment was purchased that has been on the town's list for several years, and acquiring it without expense was a real benefit to the town. The town's project list continued. The award of the bid to the mostly grant-funded generator at the Wass Ferry Pump Station and near completion of that project. The water treatment plant renovation is proceeding well, and staff has worked well with the contractors to address issues and ensure the construction does not interfere with the provision of safe, clean drinking water. On the wastewater side, the centrifuge is on order, and the sludge dewater in that project, including the awarded construction bid and the equipment, has been awarded under the town's budget from federally granted ARPA funds. The council also took action to improve the town, on several items to improve the town. The Industrial Development Authority became an Economic Development Authority. The zoning ordinance was recodified, allowing our code to be available online to citizens and customers. A new water and sewer agreement has been made with Sweetbriar, allowing for the predictability and stability of both entities. Council accepted the right-of-way for the Lynchburg Road from the county, allowing VDOT to plan the completion of the road. 2022 has been a productive and a positive year, and we are looking forward to 2023 as being even more wonderful for our town. So now, matters from staff. Let's go. Chief, you gave us a book. Would
yes,
you
sir.
Like to address
I did.
The book?
For accreditation standards, the state requires us to do an end-of-the-year report, which is something we were doing previously, but this is a more detailed report that shows everything from start to finish, what we've done throughout the year, what we've been able to accomplish as far as training, projects, community events, traffic enforcement, laws, rest. Everything's compiled there for a six-man department. There's a lot of stuff in there. You guys take time to read. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me, and I'll be glad to explain anything to y'all. But we've had a good year, a lot of positives, a lot of good things happening, and looking forward to 23. Hope we can build on it. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Chief. Thank yes, you all for a busy year.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Hunt?
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Mr. Thompson?
A busy year and...
Busy
year indeed, Mr. Mayor. A lot of accomplishment. Crew worked safely throughout the year without an accident. Everybody went home with their fingers and toes every evening. And, we accomplished a lot of goals. And if I'd had time, I'd have wrote you a book on my department, but time wouldn't allow. But
that's okay.
Thank you all for what you've done for my department and continue to do. And in the office staff, especially, it's been great. Thank so,
Mr. Bunsen?
No.
Thank you for being here tonight. Mr. Gary, you write us a book every week, so just go ahead.
Just one note. Boss Ferry's emergency generator is now alive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good deal. Good deal. Gary, y'all have done a great, and once again, I want to compliment you on the way you periodically send pictures and let us know what's going on in the completion. That keeps us kind of involved too, but looking at the pictures, seeing where you've gone from where you started to where you're making on. So I appreciate that.
Yes,
and I think the rest of the council appreciate that. Matters, we just got through with that. Town Council, Mr. Driscoll, do you have anything that matters from council?
Nope.
Ms. Turner?
Excuse me, no.
Mr. Higginbotham?
Where are we on the water issue with Sweetwater College?
In terms of the leaks and things that they've had? So Mr. Williams stays in regular touch with Sweetwater, and you know they are working some of their maintenance issues. I have requested a meeting with them to get set up to kind of have more of a better communication when things are happening there, and also just to discuss with them kind of their long-term strategy for addressing their maintenance issues.
And are we still giving them extra water?
No, they seem to have everything right now pinned up pretty well. Right now things are very stable. They've been stable for a little while now, so hopefully they stay that way through the next cold snap.
Do we have a? Will you give an update on the house on Depot Street?
We're going to do that in close.
That's coming later. Right.
That's coming up.
Yes, sir.
One more thing, but I'm old and I forgot what it was.
Okay. Right, Mr. Thompson?
I have two things. About the chlorine with the water, I've got some questions about that. Y'all are doing a great job of telling folks what's going on, but does anybody know exactly what happened and how that happened?
We do.
Has that been disclosed to the public?
It has not.
Okay. Is it going to be?
I wasn't planning to, no.
I think that, in my opinion, I think that the public has a right to know what happened there. And that's some of the questions that I got about that.
May I suggest that you set up a meeting with Ms. Sarah?
I'll certainly do that, but I mean, I think...
Right, but I mean, right, so she can explain everything and why it's happened, what has happened.
Yeah, but I think the public needs to know that, so in a way that could be done. The other thing that I have is W.A. Ogden passed away. And I'd like to have the town have a resolution recognizing his contribution to the community. He was an incredible individual. I know he wasn't, the only time I ever saw him get riled up was about the town. But he was an incredible guy. We wouldn't have a fire station if it weren't for WA. And I'd like to see the town recognize him for all of his community efforts.
I think that can be done, and we can bring it before the next meeting and vote on all the resolution.
I just need some background information. So if you want to send that to me, I can take care of it.
I appreciate it. I'll help you with that.
Thank you.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Not tonight.
All right.
You're so happy. Just wait a long time.
With that, is nobody else wanting to speak it out there, Chief?
No, sir. I brought them both, yeah.
Okay. With that, would you like to take us into closed session, please?
Whereas the town council of the town of Amherst desires to discuss in closed meeting the following matters. Consultation with legal counsel pertaining to actual probable litigation, where such consultation in an open meeting would adversely affect the negotiating or litigating posture of a public body concerning the town council versus McAdams case. Whereas pursuant to section 2.2-3711A7 of the Code of Virginia, such discussions may occur in a closed meeting. Now therefore be it resolved that the Amherst Town Council does hereby authorize discussion of the aforestated matters in closed meeting. And I just need that in the form of a motion.
Okay.
Which is just saying so moved.
Or so moved?
I just need someone to make that.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, there we go. Okay. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Have a second from Ms. Wheaton. Any discussion? Being none, we'll just say all those in favor of going into closed session?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 500. We will be recessing for about 3 minutes or so to give everybody time to move on before we start our closed session.
I meant to say thank you for picking up that trash.
Oh, I went down South Main. I'm
going to
call the girls for that. That's a lot of.